Ask Nick?
Yes, I have.
Okay, fire away.
Is he moving to Toronto?
I'm sorry, did you say what?
Is he moving to Toronto?
Is Dick Clark moving to Toronto?
I'm sort of commuting between Toronto and Philadelphia. This is going to be an international kind of show. I don't know your name. What's your name?
Marilyn.
Marilyn, I'll be doing a double thing here with Dave Johnson on CHUM every evening.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen the Huntley-Brinkley reports?
No, I didn't.
Well, this will be kind of that thing.
Good night, Dick. Good night, David.
Dave will be here. Dick will be all over the States wherever he can get these guests on the show, and we'll be doing kind of a double thing here with Dave and Dick every night, okay?
Uh-huh.
Kind of the big and small in radio. Okay?
We'll have a lot of fun.
Okay?
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Fine.
Bye-bye. 7 minutes after 11. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
You want to ask Dick Clark a question?
I sure do.
Go ahead.
I was wondering if he was going to do any more movies and TV work. I've seen him on Stony Brook, and I thought he was sensational.
Oh, you're delightful. What's your name, please?
Mrs. Donald Martin.
Mrs. Donald Martin, it's nice to talk to you. I hope again to do another motion picture. We're working on it now, and the result of that Stony Brook thing was that looks like we're going to do a nighttime series, a dramatic thing.
I beg your pardon?
Looks like we're going to do some sort of a dramatic nighttime series as a result of the story.
Yeah, I can hear myself in the radio about 3 seconds later.
You know the secret to that. You've got to turn your radio down a little bit.
Yes, I should.
Okay.
It's been a pleasure, Mr. Clark.
Thank you. My pleasure, Mrs.
Bye-bye.
Martin. Bye-bye.
Well, Mrs. Donald Martin calling in 8 minutes after 11. You all set, Dick, to take some more?
Oh, it's easy. So
all right. Okay. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
What is your name?
Sarah Bomister.
Sarah Bomister, you say hello to Dick Clark and ask him a question.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Dick. How are you?
I'm delightful. What's on your mind today?
How long are you going to be in Toronto?
Oh, a couple of days at this trip.
How do you like it so far?
Oh, it's been delightful. You don't know the fog I left, and when I got here, it looked like you'd turned the sunshine on.
It's very nice to have you here.
It's a pleasure to be here. I hope you'll join us on Chum tonight.
Oh, I will.
Thanks very much for calling.
Thank you.
Don't forget, 2 big hours every night, 7 to 9, and thanks, Sarah, for calling on the Dick Clark Show. We'll take another call on the John Sprague Show in just a moment.
And now, Chum's product of the month, Swiss Petite Processed Gruyere Cheese.
We'll like Swiss Gruyere, imported from Switzerland.
When lively spring weather gives your family bigger-than-ever appetites, here's a tasty Swiss Petite Processed Gruyere Cheese tip. Make golden brown stacks of whole wheat toast. Slice Swiss Petite Processed Gruyere cheese triangles in two. Place on the toast slices and brown under the broiler. That's the kind of flavor-filled food that sticks to the ribs. But to get that unbeatable nut-like Swiss Petite Processed Gruyere cheese flavor, you must get Swiss Petite Gruyere cheese. Look for the gay round package with imported from Switzerland marked on it. And you'll know you're getting the mellow cheese made with the finest milk from the Alpine regions in Switzerland.
It's 9 minutes after 11, and I want to remind everybody that the Chum personalities will be calling in the Warden 401 area today, and if they find you have Swiss Petite Processed Gruyere cheese in your home, they'll give you $10.50 in cash. Wouldn't that be nice? You stock up now on Swiss Petite Gruyere cheese because it's CHUM's exclusive product of the month. We have Dick Clark in the studio here this morning. We're welcoming him to Toronto, and so are my gals. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Mrs. Conroy.
Mrs. Conroy, yes. Would you like to ask Dick Clark a question?
Yes. Is that show you're doing tonight for anybody?
No, we have already... Well, I better answer that because Dick has just arrived in town. You mean the live show we're doing?
Yes.
The live show, we have already mailed out tickets to...
Yes, I know.
Well, no, it's not. Well, then you have to have a ticket to get in.
Yes, I know, but I mean, is there any age on it?
Oh, no, there's no age on it.
No age on it.
No, we got old ones and young ones, everything in between, Mrs. Conroy.
But I got a ticket, and I mean, I'm not a teenager.
Oh, my dear, all you have to be is young at heart.
Well, if you listen to the John Sprague Show on CHUM, you're just a girl.
I can't because my radio is broken.
Well, okay. You get down there live and you'll see it and you can hear it the next time, okay? Okay, thanks very much, Mrs. Conroy. Bye-bye. Well.
That's like doing the television interview with somebody who says, gee, I never listen to the radio. You die all of a sudden. Or vice versa.
Yeah. Okay. Hi.
Hi.
What is your name?
Mrs. Williams.
Oh, do you have a question to ask Dick Clark, Mrs. Williams?
Yes, I do.
All right. Fire away.
Hi, Mrs. Williams.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
Can I ask you 2 questions?
Yes, ma'am.
How old are you?
I'm 33.
Are you married?
Yes, ma'am. I'm married to a Canadian, as a matter of fact.
Are you not Canadian?
No, ma'am. I was born in New York City, or right outside of New York.
Oh, I thought you were Canadian.
No. My wife is working along that direction, I think, but it hasn't happened yet.
Oh, okay.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Hello.
Hello.
How are you this morning?
Very well.
Would you like to ask Dick Clark a question? First of all, what's your name?
Mrs. Rutherford.
All right, Mrs. Rutherford. Yes. Say hello to Dick Clark and ask a question.
Hi, Mrs. Rutherford.
Hi, Mr.
Don't be formal now. It's too early in the day.
I didn't have a question to ask you. I just wanted to phone and say welcome and wish you well on your new venture.
Why, thank you very, very much. I hope you'll listen tonight. We'll have a lot of fun, and we'll be here every, five nights a week, I guess.
That's good. Well, I was calling more or less for my daughter. She's one of your fans and at school at the moment.
What's her name?
Diana Rutherford.
When Diana comes home, will you say hi for me?
I will.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling. Isn't that nice? People just calling to welcome you, Dick, to Toronto. And I think you'll find when you're on CHUM, you're just one of a great big family here. And we're going to do a lot of things here. It's 12 minutes after 11. We'll be back with Dick Clark in just a moment.
Let's pay a visit to the highly organized insect world and observe a foraging party eating its way through a home. One bug acts as a lookout.
All clear. I'm the lookout. I give the warning if a raid shows up. Uh-oh. Jiggers, fellas. It's raid. Raid!
Yes, raid. House and garden bug killer. Raid hunts bugs down like radar. Sweeps flies and mosquitoes from the air. Attacks roaches and ants as they crawl and kills them dead. Kills all kinds of bugs indoors. Outdoors, Raid House and Garden Bug Killer wipes out insects that attack flowering plants. So spray with Raid House and Garden Bug Killer. Raid, by the makers of Johnson's Wax.
A new pan free?
Yes, that's the Brillo Soap Pad Guarantee. A new pan free if Brillo fails to clean. Shine-O-Matic detergent in Brillo cuts grease fast, shines pans bright.
Here comes number three on the Housewives Hit Parade. We're just going to take a break from calls and let Dick have a cup of coffee for a second here after a long trip. This is Bobby Darin and his big one on Capitol. It's called 18 Yellow Roses.
Plans to buy you a ring. 'Cause 18 yellow roses will wilt and die one day. But a father's love will never fade away. Will never fade away.
Well, that's Mr. Bobby Darin, a great friend of Dick Clark's, and he's got a big record going, number three on the Housewives Hit Parade, 18 Yellow Roses. We'll take another call on this show in just a moment. For your Ready Mix concrete requirements, call Teske Ready Mix at 787-1681. Teske Ready Mix is now open Saturdays to give further service to private users. Remember now, Teske Ready Mix is 787-1681. Let's see if we can get some more calls here on the John Sprague line. Hi, how are you?
Hello?
Yeah. What's your name?
Oh, Frank Wilson.
Okay, Frank, have you got a call or a question for Dick Clark?
Oh. Hello?
Yeah, hi, Frank. Are you listening to your radio, Frank?
Pardon?
Is your radio confusing you at this point?
Turn down your radio.
Turn the radio down just a hair. You'll be all right.
It'll I haven't
confused.
Got it.
Oh, okay. Well, just listen. Have you got a question for Dick Clark?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
What would you have to do to be a singer?
Well, the best thing, John, I guess, is to make a demonstration record and then take it around to music publishers and recording people and let them hear your talent. That's about the best way these days. Are you a singer?
Well, yes, sir.
What kind of music do you make?
Well, the kind of... this new one, chum.
Aha!
Popular music, huh?
Well, you may find yourself being played here one of these days. Best thing, Frank, I think, is to get a demonstration record. Okay?
Yes, okay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much for calling.
All right.
Yes, sir, boy. 17 minutes after 11. Hello?
Hello?
I'm sorry to keep you waiting so long. Thank you for hanging on.
Oh, that's quite all right.
Would you like to say hello to Dick Clark
yes,
and ask a question?
Would.
All right, go ahead.
Hi, what's your name?
Linda Mitchell.
Hello, Linda. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Very fine. What's on your mind?
I'd like to know if it's true about the rumor that you're moving your American Bandstand TV show to California?
No, ma'am. It'll be originating from Philadelphia in the fall.
I see. Well, we had a gossip column up here, and it said that there was rumors that you were moving it to California.
Well, I think the main thing we must all keep in mind is to be very, very wary of what you read. It isn't always accurate.
Oh, yes, I know that.
Especially in the columns.
Uh-huh. Okay. I just wondered if the rumor was true.
No, ma'am, it isn't.
Oh, that's good.
Are you
and I watch it every day.
Okay, and I hope you listen to the Big Dick Clark Show on
CHUM. I sure will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Linda.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hi.
Hi.
What is your name?
Linda Lloyd.
Another Linda.
Yeah, another. This is Linda Day.
All right, say hello to Dick Clark and ask a question.
Hi, Linda.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
Hey, do you think you'd be able to start an American Bandstand in Toronto?
Well, you know, we talked about it many, many times. I don't know. I think what you'll find, Linda, if you listen to CHUM tonight between 7 and 9, we've got about the next closest thing. As a matter of fact, some people think it's more fun.
Oh.
It'll be interesting. It's quite different. It's nothing like you've ever heard on the radio before. I'll tell you what you do. You give it a listen, and you let me know your ideas on it, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye. Hello.
Hello.
We'll just take another call here before we get the CHUM News Extra and a message for Mann and Martell. Would you like to ask Dick Clark a question?
Hi, what's your name?
Hey,
hold
it. Turn down the radio, okay?
You know what? You know, it's a funny thing, but...
Hello?
No, are we all right now?
Hello?
Hello.
Hon, turn the radio down just a little bit so it doesn't confuse you, okay?
Who?
You. Hi, what is your name?
Me?
Yeah.
Regina Connor.
Okay, would you like to speak to Dick Clark and ask him a question?
Yes.
Go ahead right now.
Hello?
Hello there. You're all choked up, I think.
Oh, I didn't know it was me on there.
Yes, it's you, my dear. Far away.
Oh, it sounded so far away. I'd like to know why the Dick Clark show hasn't been on for hours. Like, it used to be on for an hour and a half, and it's changed to a half an hour.
Well, that's the thing that you have to settle with the television network that carries the program. They determine the length of time, and they put another program in for a half an hour.
Well, do you think if we got a petition up and sent it down?
I honestly don't think it would make any difference. I wish you could change their mind, but that's one of the little things we have to live with.
Yeah.
You can be sure, though, that you're going to have two big hours of the Dick Clark Show every night with Dave Johnson right here on CHUM, and I hope you listen to that.
Oh, I will.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. We'll have another call on this show, and we'll talk to Dick Clark some more in just a moment.
Got a house to sell, call Mann and Martell.
How would you like to have the advantage of offering your house to all the buyers in your district, plus many more? When you give your house to Mann and Martell, you get that advantage. All the buyers from your own district's branch office, plus many waiting buyers from all the other Mann and Martell branches, people who are moving into your district. The minute you let Mann and Martell know that your house is for sale, they swing into action, start bringing buyers to see it. You get the buyers of the salesman who personally looks after you, plus the clients from hundreds of other Mann and Martell salesmen all over the city. You can depend on it, your house will be shown to more people and sold faster when you give it to Mann and Martell. So, remember.
Got a house to sell, call Mann and Martell.
Call right now, Walnut 52211.
A Chum News Extra at 1121. Toronto Inspector Harris of the Criminal Investigation Branch of the Provincial Police is checking out new clues in the Thomasina Baker case. A bloodstained car was found in a swamp in the Beaton area, and police questioned a man in Hamilton wanted in connection with the recent shooting incident. The situation is cloudy, and provincial police feel the connection is just slight. Thomasina Baker was the 9-year-old girl who disappeared from her Beaton area farm home last fall and was the object of the largest manhunt in Ontario's history. Ottawa External Affairs Minister Paul Martin will explain to the House of Commons today just what Canada's stand in NATO amounts to following the NATO ministerial conference last week. Thermometer 64 degrees, winds east-southeast 7 as the John Sprague Show continues.
And we have Dick Clark in the studio this morning, and it's so nice to have so many of my gals calling in. Let's see if we can get some more calls, some more questions for Dick Clark.
You know, John, you're a very lucky man. I didn't know you had so many nice friends.
I know. I spend more time with these gals than their husbands do, and I get
watch
heck
out
over it, too. Okay, hi.
Hi.
What is your name?
Mrs. Sue.
All right. Would you like to ask Dick Clark a question?
Well, first of all, I would like to tell him how wonderful to have him in Toronto on my favorite station.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
And I would like to ask, what is his kind of nice little boy's name?
Could you fire that at me one more time, please?
Repeat the question.
I would like to find out his little boy name.
Oh, my little boy's name? I have two of them. One's name is Dickie.
Oh, you have two. That's wonderful. I only know you have one.
Oh, one little boy's name is Dickie, and the other boy's name is Dwayne.
It's so wonderful to have you in Toronto. I'm an older fan of yours. I watch every day the Bandstand, and it's so bad that they cut it so short.
Well, my dear, we'll solve that whole thing every night right here on Chum, if you'll join me between 7 and 9.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Isn't that nice? Well, well, well. Okay, hi. How are you?
Hello.
What is your name?
I'm Mrs. Coles.
Okay, Mrs. Coles, would you like to say hello to Dick Clark and ask him a question? Okay, go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, Dick.
Hi, how are you?
welcome to Chum.
Why, thank you very much. What are you doing right now?
Oh, I'm in between washing and hanging out clothes.
Well, we caught you at a bad time. You're very busy.
But anyway, I wanted to welcome you to Chum. Are you going to be here for Keith?
Well, as I mentioned to the first lady who called, I'm going to be sort of commuting back and forth between Toronto, Philadelphia, New York, California, Chicago. Who knows where?
Well, you and Dave will have a great time. You're going to have all the teenagers.
Well, we hope you'll join us, too.
I really feel as though I know you from watching on your TV series.
Why, thank you so much.
Uh-huh. And once again, I'm glad you're here.
Thank you very much. I hope we didn't get you away from the wash too long.
No.
Okay. Get back to hanging out.
All
right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Isn't that nice? People calling in just to welcome Dick Clark to Toronto, and I hope we can get a lot more calls in. Let's not have me talk here. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, what is your name?
Mrs. Wells.
Mrs. Wells, say hello to Dick Clark and ask him a question.
Hello, Mrs. Wells.
Hello, Mr. Clark.
How are you?
Not bad. How are you?
Very, very delightful.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad you're in Toronto.
Why, thank you.
The question I'd like to ask is it true that Bandstand is cutting off the air for the week and just going on for this series on Saturday?
In September, it'll probably be 90 minutes or an hour on Saturdays, yes.
Oh, well, that's a shame. And my kids, they really enjoy, and they're only 3 and a half and a year and a half.
You
just appreciate your program. They twist like crazy.
You use this for a built-in babysitter, eh?
Oh, certainly.
You sit with John in the morning and then turn the kids over to me, eh?
Okay, thank you so much for coming. I hope you listen to the Dick Clark Show tonight and every night.
Certainly will.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Well, you got a babysitting job now, Dick. 7 to 9, the kids can stay at home and Mom and Dad can go out and you'll look after them. All right, hi.
Hi.
What is your name?
I'm Mrs. Mary Minogue.
All right, how would you like to say hello to Dick Clark?
Oh, I'd be just thrilled to pieces.
Okay, you say hello and ask him a question.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Hi, may I call you Mary?
Yeah, I wish you would.
Hi, Mary.
Oh, fine, Dick.
What's on your mind?
I just wanted to thank you for coming on just before supper, because mice eat, they sit there and they just have a ball dancing.
I tell you what, right after supper, you can turn them loose right here and on CHUM, and we'll really get them off your hands for a while.
Well,
but you got to join us.
I too, and honest to goodness, I just think you're just wonderful.
Well, you know, I was trying to explain to a lady who called earlier what's going to happen here with Dave Johnson and myself.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be a little unusual. I think you'll find it kind of interesting, too.
Oh, that'll be swell, then. Oh, just fine. How do you like Toronto?
Oh, I love it. This is one of my favorite towns. This is.
And I was thrilled to pieces to think you married a Canadian girl.
Well, she's a Torontonian.
A Torontonian!
Yeah, well, is that what we call people from Toronto?
That's right, a Torontonian. You're doing it better than I do, Dick.
Oh, that's just swell.
Thank you so much for calling, and we're happy that you're happy that Dick is here.
Oh, I think we're all happy. Thanks a lot.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Hi.
Hi.
We just have a couple more minutes for calls before we get Dick out of here. He's got a busy schedule today, but would you like to say hello to Dick Clark and ask him a question?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Hi, what's your name?
Donna McDonald.
Hello, Donna. How are you?
Fine.
What's on your mind?
Oh, I'd like to know if you were one of those guys who came down to Toronto to play that April Fool game.
Oh, you mean you don't believe this is Dick Clark?
Oh, what is it? Would you have somebody?
Well, we had an April Fool gag where we went to Montreal, and the fellas from Montreal came down here, and we didn't tell the folks about it. It was a good gag. Well, no, this is real. I don't know how we can prove it.
You can pinch me. That's it. No, this is for real.
This is the real Dick Clark. Will the real Dick Clark please stand up? And he's here, and he's off a plane. He's flown in this morning, and he's here to launch the big two-hour Dick Clark show tonight, 7 to 9 on CHUM.
We'll see you then, okay?
Okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
One more question, and that's the time we've got, but we've got to go. We've got to get Dick out of here. He's a busy man. Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
What is your name?
Barbara.
Barbara, is it Miss or Mrs.?
Miss.
Miss, are you a schoolgirl?
No, I'm working.
You're working? Okay, would you like to say hello to Dick Clark and ask him a question?
Fine.
Barbara, I got a question for you. How do you work and get to the telephone?
Well, today's my day off.
Aha! A likely story.
Yeah, oh. It's the truth.
What did you want to ask?
Well, I want to welcome you to Toronto.
Thank you.
And I wonder how long you're staying here.
Well, it'll be about a two-day visit this time. Next time I hope to get back for a little bit longer.
Oh, dear. Do you ever intend to live here?
Well, right in the immediate present or the immediate future, I don't think so. But my wife is working toward that end. I wouldn't be surprised if we end up here someday.
Oh, that would be fabulous. We need you here.
Why, thank you very, very much.
Okay, then. I'll
enjoy your day off.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Well, I guess that's about all the time we have for calls. Thank you so much for calling in. And if you're on the line now waiting, I'm sorry we couldn't get more calls in, but Dick has a very, very busy day ahead of him, and I know that we're going to be looking forward to sharing some of the fun with Dick Clark tonight and Dave Johnson on the Big Dick Clark Show. And there's going to be an awful lot of people down there to say hello to you, Dick.
John, thank you very much for letting me come by.
And we'll see you a little later on and certainly join you for lunch. And maybe we can get a little something in your stomach, eh?
Okay, good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dick Clark, for dropping by. And welcome to CHUM, where you live and learn. We're on the move 24 hours a day.
Dynamic discounts mean much more power to your food. Dollar every day.
Not only on the meat, but on everything you eat.
Power always beats the way.
You get dynamic discounts every day at Power Supermarkets. Power saving means dollars in your pocket. Shop for Clark's Fancy Tomato Juice. Get two 48-ounce tins for only 53 cents. Pick up several Gold Seal Fancy Red Sockeye Salmon. You get 7 3/4-ounce tins for only 55 cents at Power Supermarkets. And you can always use extra evaporated milk. Get Carnation Brand now. 3 16-ounce tins for just 39 cents. Shop the Power Way every week. You get dynamic discounts at Powers.
Dynamic discounts will stretch your dollar. Get power back values today.
Chum's Private Forecasters, Weather Consultants of Canada in just a moment, and the top two songs on the Housewives Hit Parade for a brand new week.
All my groceries free?
Sure. Listen.
Nice things about Gold Seal tuna, everyone likes it. Grown-ups love it in salads and piping hot casseroles, and the kids love it in their lunchtime sandwiches. Why not serve Gold Seal tuna tonight and just see what your family says when they see those tender white morsels of the finest tuna fish available?
Why don't we have this more often?
And no wonder. Gold Seal tuna is so tasty and so nourishing, and there are dozens of ways to serve it, too. Big, hearty lunchtime sandwiches, as we said, cool, crisp summer salads, or zesty casseroles.
Serve Bulletin. Radio One Bulletin.
Cooksville bandits held up a branch of the Royal Bank at Dundas Highway and Dixie Road a few moments ago, then made their getaway in a Toronto Township police vehicle with guns to the heads of two hostages. A police officer was reported shot during the holdup. This has not been confirmed. Stay with 1050.
Chum's private forecasters, Weather Consultants of Canada, say our fair weather is expected to end tomorrow as showers move into the region. The probability of a shower on Tuesday, 60%. The forecast for the Chum climatological area, sunny, increasing cloudiness tonight, variable cloudiness, chance of a shower, and cooler tomorrow. Winds becoming southeast 15 to 20 this afternoon. High today and low tonight at Toronto, Hamilton, Oakville, and Long Branch, 65 and 52. Center Island, Oshawa, and West Hill, 56 and 49. Malton, Brampton, and Richmond Hill, 69 and 47. High Tuesday, near 60.
64 degrees. That thermometer is just rising. And boy, it's a beautiful day in Toronto. The winds are east-southeast at 7 miles per hour.
When you stop to shop, the Shopper Stopper could stop you.
Would you mind repeating that, please?
Don't stop your shopping if the Shopper Stopper stops your shopping.
I'm sorry I asked.
Oh, never mind. Just listen to this.
Looking for a delicious way to add variety to lunches, to spice up your regular dinnertime menu? Then get Gold Seal Tuna. Gold Seal is tuna fish at its very finest. Fresh canned within hours after catching. Open a tin, either solid or flaked, and you'll see succulent, truly delicious tuna that's perfect for luncheon sandwiches, salads, or casseroles. Picture a Gold Seal salad on your table tonight. Big, solid chunks of tuna nestling in crisp, leafy green lettuce, ripe red tomatoes, and topped with your favorite dressing. Yes, now's the time.